Welcome to Big Blend Radio, where we celebrate variety and how it adds spice to quality of life.
I like football Sundays.
And I like hot fudge Sundays.
So we
Hey, everybody, welcome. Today we're excited to have Guy Wall join us on the show. Guy is the founder of the band The Arrhythmers. Arrhythmers, not like if you've got arrhythmia, like, you know, heart attack. However, their second album is out now and it's called Cardiac. So, you know what? If you've got a heartbeat, you got a toe tap, right? So, welcome, Guy. How are you?
Doing great and lovely talking with you.
I'm excited about your album because it has a lot of feel good and then a lot of humor and quirkiness to it. There's like little elements of like Frank Zappa got it. I think he would dig the album, wouldn't you say? Because there's some quirkiness.
Right. Absolutely. I remember we're only in the, if you like Zappa, then you probably remember his album, We're Only In It for the Money. And I thought that out. And on the front cover, it was a parody of the Beatles album cover. I think it was one for All You Need Is Love. I can't remember, but the whole album had funny songs in it.
Well, you have some funny songs in there. WTF, that is funny.
WTF, there you go, man. That's what, so I tried so hard to make that funny, and I'm glad people appreciate it.
Yeah. Do you get a lot of feedback on that song?
Yeah, mostly positive, right? The song, mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of a rock song, but it kind of comes across as a show tune in a mm-hmm. sense. And we've gotten really good feedback, except one person said that she didn't like the political statement. I know instantly what she was talking about, because in there I say, you know, it was written so that it's a duet, right? It's me and Emma Motes singing the lead vocals.
Oh, she's got a great voice, yeah.
Oh, she's such a talented vocalist. And she says, I vote like a donkey, right? And then I say, and I vote to keep my money. And the idea was to present, okay, this person's real liberal, you know, mm-hmm. and this person's real conservative.
Yeah. So,
one person got offended by it, so.
Well, that, but it's the whole song to me is about like opposites attracting. Like there's that, you know, and that's
exactly right.
And that's like that's a favorite theme, isn't it? About opposites attracting too. It's a favorite kind of theme of how that can happen with couples and people and friends and family have to do it too. You know.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. In fact, other artists have written similar songs, but we tried to make it even funnier in the outro mm-hmm. when yep. you know we're talking about let's get together. Oh yeah, never mind the fact that you like to go into church and I like casting a curse. Everything's going to be fine, and at the end, we're fighting.
And then right? later, you've got Nazareth, right? So there you go too. That
yeah. So that's psychedelic.
Yeah. So you got a little bit of everything on here, and it feels like as soon as you put the album on, you're engaged. And I really love it when you get new music and it just gets you immediately. And I love that, you know, but I think that's what's so interesting. It's like you've got this automatic comfort level with your music, but then you go, yeah, watch this. Ding. I'm going to do something like Nazareth after, you know, well, it's not right after WTF, but you know what I mean? That's pretty heavy though, Nazareth, in a way, feeling to me.
Yeah. So, you know, you might be familiar with the Bible story of when Jesus, who was from Nazareth, goes back to Nazareth and he starts talking and they basically try to kill him. You know, they run him off, right? And so it later came to mean that the saying evolved that even Jesus wasn't a prophet in Nazareth, which means that most people from your hometown don't fully see how beautiful you are or talented in some way or how good your message is, right? That's kind of the underlying theme. And so the idea was to take that theme and expand on it in a haunting kind of way. So in that particular tune, we use a tritone or a flat five, I guess you would call it. It's in a minor key anyway, but and that kind of makes it a little haunting. And then we have an outro that kind of, in repeats the same theme and asks the listener, are you the kind of person that doesn't appreciate people that you know well? And it's kind of trippy, like kind of psychedelic type of stuff. So I thought that one really came out well. And speaking of Emma Motes, you can hear her in the background at the very end of the song. She hits one of the highest notes. I mean, it's hard to hear because we're panning out. I mean, we're going down in volume as the song ends, at least in the volume of the music, the wind remains. But Emma hits a really high, I can't even remember what the note is, probably, a couple octave up D or something, but unbelievable. Really magical.
Tell us a little bit about the band and getting this together, because it's your second album now. And who's performing, and tell us a little bit about Vince too.
Okay, so the project, the whole Arrhythmers project, was my idea, and I came to Vince and asked him to play guitar. Vince was a tremendous guitar player. Vince died a year ago.
I'm sorry.
It was a crushing loss for me personally. But he was a close friend and just a talented individual. Most people have mastered, most really talented people met jazz, classical, or rock or country, right? But Vince had mastered them all and was a tremendous classical guitar player. In fact, we borrowed, I say borrowed, we stole the ending of Prelude Suite, Bach's Prelude Suite, I think it's in G, and just put that in the end of Senses. But so Vince played guitar. He also has backing vocals, and he has the low vocals on the outro in Nazareth because he is a baritone. I mean, no, baritone, a bass. He had a bass. He was a bass vocalist. Vince, of course, died of a heroin overdose. He was clean and sober for years. Then his cat died and he broke up with Emma. Emma was his girlfriend. They broke up, and the play he'd been working on for months folded because the two lead actors got in a fight. And so I guess he was depressed and took heroin, shot up heroin, and had fentanyl. And by the way, last I heard, 150 people a day are dying in the United States from drugs laced with fentanyl. It's an
That's
epidemic.
crazy. It's a tragedy. I mean, just even what you were saying, what he was going through, it's a tragic loss, because he is definitely talented. And I think when the creative arts is also about sensitivity. And so it's comedians and musicians and writers, artists, we all have that other edge of us that is a little more sensitive, emotionally, So, because you wear your heart on your sleeve, right? And yet at the same time, try to hold it away, keep it, you know what I mean? So it's tragic. We had a band many years ago, and our bass player and I were very, very close, and it was a sudden passing, just a freak accident. And it took me a while to even listen to music again, then all of a sudden it was my salvation. You know what I mean? 'Cause you, and I can imagine that with him, that collaboration of putting songs together, composing and, you know, changing things and listening to so much, you know, material that that had to be a little bit difficult too, just with the music, but then good, right? Like a healing balm.
Yeah. Well, it was a devastating loss, of course. And I got to know his mom pretty well, and I feel so bad for her. But anyway, but he played most of the guitar on there is his. I think like five songs. I did Love Forever, which I wrote. And I realized after I wrote it, it was really designed for a female. But I played guitar on that one. I played guitar on I Was Wrong and a couple of other ones. Rest of it was Vince. And then we had Moses Eder. Oh my God, he was the drummer. Now this I didn't know Moses. Somehow Vince met him, and man, that guy was unbelievably talented, and I never even heard of him. And I, you know, unfortunately, so when Vince died, you know, now I'm trying to put it back together, right? And Moses left New Orleans and went to Oregon. I've been in communication with him, and we're trying to put some tour together or something,
Cool.
but I need to find another guitar player. And then we had, two bass players, David Gilman and Dave Pomerleau, and they were terrific. Dave is the one with that kind of rocking bass on Nazareth, and you can hear—I mean Pomerleau, on Nazareth—and you can hear if you listen to, I think it's called Upside Down. Yeah, Upside Down,
Oh, yeah.
kind of a little minor key deal. But in the beginning, Gilman is playing a five-string bass, and he's got a low B, right? So instead of the lowest string being an E, he goes down, I guess, a fifth or fourth
Oh, wow.
to a low
Tunes
B.
it down. Yeah. Wow. So are you going to be able to, is he going to be touring with you too as you put this together, do you think?
That remains to be seen. It's so all of us are on in different
Sure.
deals, you know, and so it just depends on really who's available. The big thing though is you know, finding some people that you enjoy being around, and it's a shame that I'm having to start this all over again,
Yeah,
right?
but I'm glad you are, because to not, it would, you know, be a bummer. So I, 'cause it's so much fun to listen to. I mean, you do have, you take, it's like a really fantastical storybook, you know, listening to the album. It's like, okay, now what? You know, so now we get to go and re-listen to it all and have a different experience, which I love that. I love albums that have some really fun stories and stories that are, you know, kind of familiar, like you can understand, but then all of a sudden has surprise, and that's the element of surprise is really cool. So I think you going out and touring and performing it live, I think will add an extra connection to the whole experience for people. You know, so it was.
No doubt about that. And it was fun. It would be fun too. Just a lot of work. So, you know, my for lo logistics is not my forte. So, I might hire somebody to do all that stuff for me. I don't know.
So do you perform in New Orleans yourself? Do you go out and
Oh
perform?
yeah. So since Vince died, I haven't been performing much. In fact, the only thing I've been doing since Vince died is occasionally going to open mics. You know, I'll occasionally go to an open mic or something. I've gotten up with a couple of friends when on and played with them on their gigs, right? And I played a wasn't really a it was more like a private party. I played, you know, one of those, but I really haven't been performing much. In fact, I didn't even, after Vince died, I was so broken up that I didn't even play guitar for a few months, you
Yeah.
know.
That's why I was saying it. That's hard because it's music and it's what you're connected through. You know, that part is hard, but I'm glad you've got the album out now for folks. And what is this? So you've got this, is it out on an actual CD or is it mostly for streaming for people to get it?
I did it mostly for streaming,
Okay.
but Billy with Glass Onion wanted 100, I think he wanted like 125 CDs for the publicity. So I think I had an extra 25 CDs. If anybody wants a CD, they can just, you know, Facebook me or not me personally, but the Arrhythmers, or go to the web page and I'll be happy to sell them a
Yeah, let
CD.
me, everyone, the links are in the show notes for the arrhythmers.com, which is AA, not it, not necessarily that one, but AA rhythmers.com. So that's a cool name. That's a, I was laughing at the beginning because I thought, well, the cardiologist that comes on our shows is going to like your music. She says music is good for
Music.
our heart. So, you know.
Well, you know, the reason I came up with the album title Cardiac was one of my friends said, my set of Arrhythmers, he said, yeah, well, you're an old man, you know, so you probably have arrhythmia.
Oh, nice.
And he said that, and I hadn't thought of it that way. The reason we had it was because the first album was kind of a rhythm and blues type record. And we wanted to have two A's at the beginning. And well, truth be told, we didn't spell rhythm correctly because rhythm is Rhymers, but we put Rytmers.
That's right. That's important. I'm glad you said that. That's it. Yeah, so
Yeah.
people know. And the link's in the
And
show notes, everyone.
we put two A's on, so we'd be at the front of the list, right?
Smart,
Alphabetical.
smart
Yeah,
marketing there.
I
Smart marketing.
was too embarrassed to have triple A.
Yeah, we triple A. Yeah,
That
then
would
you'd
have
have a little
overdone
map.
it.
Yeah, then and then you people oh, do people like, goes it A rhythmers? I mean, do they have a hard time pronouncing it?
Not so. Yes, actually, they do. Someone will say it's usually like Arrhythmers, you know, they're like question mark, and they're not really sure because
Is it
it's,
ah or eh or you know?
yeah, something like that.
That's funny.
I
It's like
say
it's just
Arrhythmers. You could
yeah.
say Arrhythmers, right? I mean, it's
You
one
can
of
say
those
what you
things.
want.
Yeah,
Yeah.
say what you want.
Well, you created your own name, your own word. I like that. I mean, that's the fun part of, I think naming a band is always the coolest fun thing to do, and even putting, you know, your album title. So Cardiac, okay, obviously the whole heart thing. So Cardiac's a good name. You know, so long as you don't, like, we don't need cardiac arrest. We don't need to go quite that far, right? We don't
Right.
need,
Oh, not.
no, we don't want that. We don't want that. But I'm glad it's out there for folks. And so I'm going to just spell this out again. It's AARYTHMERS, and they're on Facebook, YouTube, all of that as well. But so you're going to hook up with, Moses again, right? And so for the drums and get going and start playing, so people should follow you on Facebook and all of that for gig dates. And if you're going to be out performing, does this mean another album could be in the mix too?
I'm definitely going to release another album, but
Cool.
it isn't going to be soon because if I can put this together for this summer, then so busy that we're not going to have time to do any recording. Maybe afterwards, if you know, it could maybe, you know, the fall of 24 or early 25,
Did
but I
you?
love writing music.
Yeah, do you write all the lyrics?
Yes.
Oh, cool. I
No,
love your
that's not
lyrics.
true. That's not true. Vince, on one of the songs I gave one of them I gave him credit because he wrote, I was looking to see where my CDs are. I'm gonna grab it. So he wrote part of the lyrics on one of the songs. No, WTF. I'm sorry. No, I wrote all the lyrics on this album, but he wrote WTF has that middle part that what I would call a pre-chorus, you know, the musical interlude between the verse and the chorus. I sometimes call it pre-chorus. He wrote that, and so I give him a credit for that. It's a beautiful chord progression, you know.
So how did you guys meet? And how did you,
I was a
yeah.
student.
Oh, okay.
So I played in bands in the 70s and 80s, rock bands, hard rock bands. In 88, I quit to raise two beautiful kids who now are married and on their own. And when my son went to college, I was kicking around the house for a couple of years, and I thought, you know, you ought to just pick your guitar up. And, you know, I hadn't played it in 20 years or
Oh, wow.
more. And so I was at a friend's house, and I picked it up. You know, I'm strumming around, you know, not really doing much. And so I go to a friend's house, and the guy's name's Ernie Svensson, a real good friend of mine. And so we're at his house at a party, and Vince is there, and he says, "Y'all ought to play guitar." So I go in there and I pull the guitar out, and Vince pulls it out, and Vince starts playing, and I didn't know people could play like that. I mean, he's got
That's
his
cool.
thumb on the bass, and his and the other, these two fingers are playing like a chord, and then the last two fingers are like playing a melody
Oh, wow.
all at the same time and fast.
Like a flamenco kind
Well, yeah,
of.
except it's more difficult
Not,
to think of.
but it wasn't
Flamenco
that.
guys are strumming, right?
That's true too, yeah.
He's got, you know, he's like boom, 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 boom,
Oh,
you know, he's got his bass is moving like a jazz bass and his
wow.
chords. Anyway, I went, "Oh my God, I've never seen anybody play like that." So I went home and talked to Ernie. He says, "Yeah, well, he gives lessons." So I called him up, and I started taking a lesson, and we became fast friends. In fact, a number of the songs were written by me after hearing Vince's stories over several glasses of Evan Williams Green Bourbon. The first song on the record, "Thinking of Her," I had had this little 1-4-5 thing in my mind for probably about 5 months or so, but never could put anything together. So he told me the story of how he hooked up with his new girlfriend. So we're sitting there drinking bourbon, smoking cigarettes, which is what I do when I drink. And he tells me this story, and that's how that song got written.
Right on. That's fun though.
Thinking of her.
That's a, you know, fun way to write too. You know, kind of
It's
relaxed.
easy, right? Once you The hardest thing for me is to come up with something to talk about.
Oh,
And
yeah.
if I've got that, so what I can do, sometimes what I'll do is I won't even try to rhyme. I'll just write out all the stuff that happened. And then, okay, I'll now start trying to rhyme. But it's all written out for me. I don't have
Oh,
to, you
yeah.
know, make it up. So
That's
it's
cool.
kind of,
Yeah,
yeah.
because you're telling a story, but that's the point with what you're doing. It's like, and it, you know, now hearing about how you write with, you know, here's your bourbon and a cigarette, you know, in a conversation, because that's how it feels. Like I said, it's like a storybook, you know, but it's music, a musical storybook. And that is that. It's like you're listening to a conversation, you know, where someone's
Absolutely.
telling that story. That was the first thing that came to my head when I was listening to him. I'm like, you know, this is like sitting down and someone's telling you all these stories. And it's like, but it's got this back and forth feel to it of like it's a conversation, which I can't really explain other than that, because, you know, you're a listener, not a com you're not conversing as a listener, right? But it has this feel of being in part of a conversation. Like if you're in a group and someone's telling you a story, you're within that group. That's how it feels. It's cool.
Well,
I like that.
that's really kind of you to say, and thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yeah. No, it makes sense now how you write. I get it. That's fun. That's fun.
Well, it makes it a lot easier. But not all of them are like that, right? So for the second song on the album, I think is Senses. That
I like that song.
Vince showed me that kind of weird fingering for a D7 chord. Most people finger it. Anyway, it's a weird finger for D7, where you're hitting the fifth, you're hitting the A on the fifth, and the C on the fifth as well, but a fifth fret. But he said, because I came in, I said, "Man, I'm just not inspired." So he said, "Here, write a song about this." And I went home and I'm playing around with it. Now I have a, I'm motivated, right? And I'm hit the, oh, put a little bass line in and there you go.
That's cool. That's cool.
And so in the what I call the bridge, we or me, I selected kind of these descending jazz chords, it starts with a G and goes to a G diminished and
Oh.
all the way down. And that's all the shit, the stuff Vince taught. I didn't even know what a diminished chord was till I started taking
It's a
lessons
cord that's falling away. It's
with him.
quickly disappearing. It's
It's
running away.
disappearing.
It's running
But
off the page, you know?
you know what I like about the diminished chord? If you play it and you go up a minor third, it's the same chord.
Right.
Go up another minor chord, it's the same chord. Third. Another minor third. So it's bum, 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 all the same chord.
Just like playing Whipping Post from the Allman Brothers.
Yes.
It's like that.
I love that song.
I do too. I used to cover that, and but just to play it, I just enjoyed playing the when I haven't played in years. And but just playing that, exactly what you're talking about, is just cool because it's got its own traction. It's almost like a train, you know? It's kind of this
Oh
run.
my God. And Duane Allman's voice on the chorus, I mean, it's just belting it out, that's powerful as hell.
And then the organ. Yeah. Can't
Right.
really do that. And you're just like, all right, man. But it is. It reminds me of horses or trains running, you know? So my
Yeah.
new sound through Oregon, talking about Oregon, we're driving across all this ice and all these trucks are chaining up. And I've never seen, I mean, so many trucks off the highway. It was sad. But all these trucks are chained up, like with their tires for snow chains. And all that's what you hear. It's like a whole new sound. Like, you've got the train sound, you've got that rhythm. There was this whole new sound as we're driving. I'm like, we've got to do something with the sound. I don't know what to do with it, but it's so cool because it's just this train, like this, like Bo Diddley would dig it, man. It's cool. It
Bo
was
Diddley.
cool. I mean, as we're driving everywhere, I'm like, I wanted to just keep next to the trucks just to listen, but you could slide. So that wasn't a good idea. It wasn't a good plan.
Well, there's
So.
that, isn't there?
Yeah, but there's electric slide. No, but yeah, it's kind of an interesting thing about how rhythms can go like that just because of the way a chord is, how you can create movement through that. That's what a,
Yes.
that energy that happens. That's to me special, to have that going. But I wanted to ask you about New Orleans because normally you hear, okay, there's a musician from New Orleans, and the first thing people are going to think is blues, jazz, Dixieland, and that you've got little bits of jazz all throughout the album to me. But it's not what you would think of a New Orleans band, right? So what is New Orleans like? I mean, do you have a little bit of everything, or is it still predominantly jazz and blues and that kind of roots
I
music?
think it's predominantly jazz and blues. They have New Orleans has a sound, and a lot of people play it here, and it's not what you're going to hear on Cardiac. It's completely Cardiac is a rock album. It's kind of a mambo feel. In fact, one of the big popular songs here is called the Mardi Gras Mambo, right? Mardi Gras mambo, mambo, mambo. Mardi Gras mambo, mambo. Down in New Orleans, right? Standard 1-4-5 stuff, right? But with a mambo beat, right? So mambo beat, 1 2 3, 1 2 3,
See,
1 3,
that's what I
one
like
two,
about it.
one
Yeah.
two, like that, right? Truth be told, I'm actually trying to learn more about that kind of music, right? So I've been working on, getting the mambo beat and some of these other beats down, not because I want to sound like that, but I want to incorporate it. So the thing about it is, there's so much you can do with music, and I feel like I'm only scratching the surface, but incorporating a mambo or a tango beat into a pop song, right? Or how about, you ever hear that John Prine song about, but I have the key? See, how does it go now? To escape reality. And if you see me tonight with an illegal smile, it don't cost very much, right? Well, so he's in 4-4. And then he has that little passage, but I have the key to escape reality, and then he comes back in 3-4. I think that's cool. New pornographers,
Well,
they're new
I think it's
pornographers that go from four beats
yep.
to 6-4, right? Stuff like that. Pink Floyd, Money, 5-4.
Well, and then at the same time, there's the reality of it being part of this roots music, and it's how people move. I mean, if you're listening to music in the car and you see people walking, no matter what you do, no matter what you play, people are walking to the rhythm of whatever you're playing. I don't care what it is. Just try it
That
out.
they adjust to it.
They don't know. Like, they don't know. They can't hear what you're hearing, but you can see if you watch, no matter what, we still go to the rhythm of our heartbeat and we walk accordingly. That's why, like, people watch football. We have no clue about football at all. But what we do is you turn the TV off and you play like the Nutcracker Suite or something. And you'll see that no matter what, the football players are running according to the song, no matter what you play on. I don't care what you play. So there's
Interesting.
something to do with our rhythm. And it's just bizarre because when we dance, if your rhythm is off, you screwed it up. But
No
if you're
kidding.
walking or running or something, there's a certain thing, you know. But I think it's I don't know if, do you ever listen to Ry Cooder?
All the time.
Yeah, he when you're talking about Mambo, I just hear that song in my head now. And it's he gets into those intricacies of rhythm and how, you know, he brings the roots out into it. And yet it could be the most simple, clean song, but it's these little rhythms. Little bits of spice, you know, that just makes the song. That's what when you were talking about Mambo, I was thinking of him immediately. Ry Cooder.
I mean, that man is so talented. I dare to have my name mentioned in the same sentence with him. He's an incredible guitar player, an incredible songwriter.
One of the best and a great writer, as an author, fantastic author. He wrote
He
a
wrote a
book.
book.
Oh yeah, and I'm still right. I've been
Really?
reading it for years. It's at a friend's bed and breakfast in Arkansas, outside of Hot Springs at Tiffany's Bed and Breakfast. They have their big music people, and they have a book. He wrote a collection of stories about Los Angeles, and it's just little, just like we were talking about his music. He writes like his music. It's just little scenes where you get the feeling of the people in the story, just little stories. It's fantastic. So every time I go there, I grab that book and I keep reading another story or two or three.
Nice.
Yeah, so look it up. You might enjoy it since you like
So are they
stories.
humorous or
There are a little
dramatic?
bit of everything. There's crime. There's just things that happen in Los Angeles and, you know, just day-to-day human interest, you know, someone making
Right here,
tamales and doing this, and it's for the people. It's like it's about the
huh?
people, you know? So no, it's good. It's good. I wish I remember. It's just every time we go there, I'm like, where's the Ry Cooder book? Don't let any of the guests take it. It's my book. It's not my book, but it is my book. I go there just, you know, to hang out with their dogs and them and the book. So, but check it out if you get a chance. But very cool guy to chat with you. Please keep us posted when you get the next album. And hopefully we'll see you on
Sure
the road
will.
as we all travel and you travel. That'd be cool.
There you go.
I know we won't see you in New Orleans in summer.
You're right about that, but you can visit me in Los Angeles County. I
Oh, well, when you get to
actually,
LA, you got to read the LA Rycooters LA book.
I do. I should, because I'm actually not in the city itself, but I'm in Long Beach now.
Oh, nice.
But that LA city's, LA
Golly.
County is huge, right?
Massive, man.
And inside LA County, they got 82 different cities. And some of them are incorporated, some of them are just suburbs. So you never know what town you're really in. I don't
I
anyway.
know, like Costa Mesa. I'm like, oh, are you in Costa Mesa? No, you just hopped over to another, it's like now you're in Huntington Beach and you're Newport. Like, what? Nobody put the
Okay.
lines up. Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Well, that's
It's
Orange
good to know.
County, but same thing.
Oh, yeah. You see, I know, I put it all together. Yeah.
I
You
know.
know.
Well, like, so you take Seal Beach, right? Long Beach and Seal Beach are just right
Yep.
together. The only way I know that I'm leaving one and going to the other is you got to go over a little bitty bridge
Yeah,
on the
yeah.
Pacific Coast Highway.
It's like the only way you know you're out of San Diego County or North San Diego is you've got Camp Pendleton and then the San
Yes.
Onofre, the nuclear station, and you're going, don't fry me.
Is
Bye bye.
that
Yeah.
operational still? I didn't know
I
I
don't
don't
know.
know if
I had
it's
a friend.
operational.
Actually, the bass player I was talking about used to work out there. And
At the plant.
yeah, and I think something got fried somewhere. Something happened. But yeah, I think I don't know. I really don't know. I haven't been out there for I haven't hung out there like for a while. For a while, actually. It's been a little bit since we've been hanging out in San Diego. But that's where we started our magazine, actually, was in San Diego.
San Diego?
Yep.
Did you live there continuously for a while?
We lived there. We started our magazine in 97 out of there, but we also lived in Mexico, like down south of Ensenada. And so we lived in Vista area in North San
Yes, I know
Diego.
that well.
Yeah, we lived there, and then we went to Julian up in the mountains, then went through all the wildfires, and that was like hell for a year and a half, and of just I think we evacuated 7 times. It was crazy. And from there we ended up outside Joshua Tree. And then to Tucson. And then we just realized we need to just stay on the road because we keep moving. We moved all over Africa and whatever, England, you name it. So here we are. We just keep traveling because it's a good time. Life's a road trip, man. Unless you're driving on
That's
ice.
yeah,
That's
not
my
good. Did you have chains?
No. And
You had
no, I
snow
did not have
tires?
snow tires. No. And let me tell you, if you do not have snow tires, your tires will shrink. George from Seinfeld is right. Shrinkage will happen and you're going to have to put tire
No.
pressure in your, cause it, my tires were like, no, I'm not doing this. And I get out and get gas. I'm like, and then we're not geared up for winter. We have no clue what we're doing. So we're driving across Oregon and ice and wind and all this stuff's going on. And you get out and put your, tire, the tire thing, get your air in your tires. And I haven't done that for a while. And I'm like, dude, this is cold. Your hands are sticking to the little thing, and I'm like, come on. Get in there. Get in there. So we made it. But no, we don't have four-wheel drive, don't have snow tires, don't have any of that. But we get around. I'm actually gonna write a story just on our car because she's been through everything. Literally everything. Which is cool. So you make friends with your car. So I encourage everyone, make friends with your car. Give them a name, talk to them, and they will take good care of you.
What's the name of your car?
Mulva Cleopatra Doppelganger.
Volvo Cleopatra Doppelganger.
Yes.
I suspect that stands for something.
Well, Mulva is from Seinfeld. People might remember that episode
I
of
do.
that. And
He's
then,
trying to guess her name,
yeah,
and
and
he
it
can't
rhymed.
remember her name, but he doesn't want to admit it.
And it rhymed with a female body part.
Yes.
So,
Yes.
Mulva Cleopatra, because Cleopatra was badass. Like, you know what I mean? She was in,
Oh, yeah.
so you need to have like a little warrior spirit. And then doppelganger, I don't know why we decided doppelganger, because, cars look alike, but I don't know why doppelgangers. Like, I don't know. It just felt good. So I think we just called her that. So yeah, we talked to her. And then
Cool.
we have our GPS that gets us everywhere, and her name is Jane. Because of Jane's addiction, Jane says, so it's a fun time.
Nice. Nice.
Well,
And so how much time do you and your mom spend on the road?
it's full time, 100%.
365.
It's
Wow.
fun. It's fun. So we pet sit as we travel. So, because we love animals and it's a way for us to do what we're doing. So everywhere we're somewhere different, it's like, okay, let's see if Zoom works. It does. So it's maybe snowing outside, but we got Zoom, so we're good. We're good to go.
You have a unique lifestyle, and I suspect you see a different aspect of life by doing it.
Oh yeah, because it's immersive. So you're living in different, it's like the best of all worlds to us because you're living in places across the country. So it's, yeah, you see everything. I could give you a report on everyone's way trash is taken care of across the country, from burning it in Pennsylvania to, they still burn it in some areas to, it's all kinds of interesting things, but it all is good fodder for music, that's for sure. I think you definitely need to do this road trip.
Well, I'll see if I can put it together. I would love to do it. I would love to do
Well,
it. That's a great.
everyone's got to keep up with your website. We got to give, I would spell it out again. Arithmers, everybody, it's ArythmERS .com, and we'll have that in the show notes. So go get it, go stream it, go listen, have a good time with the music. Go get it. The album again is Cardiac. So get it. Thanks, Guy.
Thank you, Lisa. It's a pleasure.
That was fun.
All in love.
Listening to Big Blend Radio. Keep up with our shows at bigblendradio.com.